Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Greetings and salutations, all right? Welcome back to the Professionally Silly Podcast, where we take our silliness seriously. You should know that by now. Damn right we do, all right? It's your audible side piece, Wes, a.k.a. DJ Hey Cousin, and we're back like we never left to give you a little mini-sode this spooky season. Nice, compact, nicely wrapped, little fun size to put into your little bag of tricks and treats, you know? And for you to put in that bag of tricks and treats is a phobia challenge episode. Yes, I get asked a couple of questions in regards to, can I name this phobia solely based off of its title? All right, should be fun. I'm not going to tell you if I won or lost or not. You know, hint, hint, I did amazing, you know. And I want you to sit back, relax, and in freaking joy.
I have an idea. Okay. I have an idea. All right. So I'm going to do my best to pronounce a phobia, and I want you to try to guess what it is. You think you can handle that?
You know what? Let's give it a shot.
Let's play Guess That Phobia! Woo!
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Oh, my God. I'm probably going to fuck this up. Globophobia. What do you think that is? Globophobia.
Globophobia?
Yeah.
Fear of blood?
Fear of blood. Very interesting. So these phobias are coming from livescience.com, by the way. Yeah. So globophobia, G-L-O-B-O, globophobia, is a fear of balloons. Fear of balloons. So according to a 2013 article in a British medical journal, people with this condition may have an intense fear of at the sight, touch, or even smell of balloons. Most individuals, however, are only afraid of the popping sound, the article notes, which is funny because I did a podcast episode a while back where there are people who thought having sex with balloons, that was like their kink, you know what I'm saying, their bizarre fetish.
Yeah, I wonder what that word breaks down to in Latin, you know, like the first part.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what that means.
You can Google that on your own time. Coming up next, cool. Phobophobia. What is that? Phobophobia.
Phobophobia?
Phobophobia.
Damn.
Those hamsters are running wild up there.
Fear of phobophobia? FOMO. I keep thinking it's, I keep wanting to say FOMO, like, oh, the fear of missing it. Phobophobia. Fear of like wind? Oh, something like far fear of wind? I don't know. High winds?
Absolutely not.
I don't think so.
Phobophobia is fear of phobias. According to a 1983 case study published in the Journal of Nervous and Mental Disease, researchers described it as free-floating anxiety and a significant... And a significant contributing factor to panic attacks. People with this condition may be scared of the physical sensations that come with fear, such as shortness of breath or heart palpitations. They might feel that these symptoms threaten their life or have the potential to cause permanent damage. They may also have a fear of developing a specific phobia. phobophobia tends to be a diagnosis alongside anxiety disorders, and that's what researchers have said. So here is our last one. Vestiphobia, or maybe it's vestiphobia. I think it's vesti.
I thought you said zestiphobia.
No, vesti, like a vest with an I.
Say it again.
Like vest, V-E-S-T-I, vestiphobia.
Vestiphobia.
Or vestiphobia, I don't know.
Fear of dirt? I don't know. Not fear of dirt. No,
that's dirty phobia. Yeah, I know. I just made that up.
Earthophobia. Vestiphobia. The fuck?
Vestiphobia is a fear of clothing. According to a 2011 case report published in the journal Grand Rounds, what'd you say?
Overthought it. Vest. Should have just went with, you know, was the good shirt like the shirt.
That's a fun game. I knew you wouldn't get it because it was so simple. It was hard. Just like phobophobia. Like, all right. So in a 2011 case report published in the journal Grand Rounds, people with the condition may fear a specific garment, or they may be scared of tight-fitting clothing that causes one to feel constrained. In extreme cases, the patient may withdraw from society completely in order to avoid being clothed. In the case report, researchers described a case of a 21-year-old Chinese military conscript trainee. The patient had no history of mental illness or psychiatric treatment, and he had never participated in military activities before. Soon after starting his field training sessions, he began experiencing symptoms like heart palpitations, chest tightness, and cramps. The patient claimed that the symptoms were triggered only upon putting on his unloaded protective body vest, which progressively worsened after a slow walk.
Wow, that's ridiculous. I mean...
Email DJ Hey Cousin at DJ Hey Cousin.
That really is. You should definitely be sit home for that shit.
Go
work at FedEx.
There are so many random phobias. We may need to bring this back as a
second. Hot take. The people who are now making new words are objectively dumber than the people who were making words before.
We made up a few words ourselves.
Because when I was trying to figure out those words, I was like referencing shit like arachnophobia or like xenophobia. Like, I was thinking of how those words are often broken down, like, grammatically.
That's erroneous. Get out of here.
And so it's like when I hear these new words, because these are new, nigga, these are hot, these are fresh. And it's like, what is these? What? How did you vest? Nigga, that's just a shirt. That's just an article of clothing. Nigga. What? Phobophobia? Really? Phobophobia? Really? Phobophobia? All right, bro. All right. You got it.
Are you all right? Jesus.
And Jackson, watch more shit.
Damn. You brought Jackson back in this. He is so upset with you, Jackson.
You done.
Yo, who is your favorite fictional serial killer, DJ Hey Cousin? Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
He is so mad.
See, I told you I did well, all right? I told you. How dare you doubt DJ Hey Cousin? Come on now. But it's okay. I'm not mad at you. If you want to redeem yourself, what you can do is you can subscribe, rate, comment on any platform that plays podcasts that you choose. All right? All right. And just for a heads up, Spotify is now doing comments on their podcast section as well. If you have that, you can comment there as well. All right? And, of course, if you want to get in contact with any of us, which is really just me, all of our contacts will be in the description, all the socials, the emails, all the hoopla, all right? Speaking of hoopla, all right, we also have a Google telephone link that you can call because we're taking in some stories right now for Halloween. So if you have a spooky tale, you've been haunted, if a slice of pizza rose and tried to scare you or something crazy like that, I don't know what your life's about, call in, email in, and let us know, all right? It might get on the show, which would do great for your popularity. Trust me, I know. So with that being said, all right, I have been Wes, a.k.a. DJ Hey Cousin. Am I forgetting anything? Ah, yes. Don't forget to listen to past episodes of the podcast. All right? We need that. We need those viewerships. We need those ears. All right? Go on, listen to last week, and then go back and listen to the week before that, and before that, and before that. All right? We need you to catch up. All right? We need you on the same page. Okay? Nevertheless, anything I've missed or didn't talk about will also be in the description. So with that being said, I have been your Audible side piece, Wes Roberts, a.k.a. DJ Hey Cousin, saying, yeah, have a good day. Peace be with you. And don't do anything too dumb, all right? Because we need you right here taking in all this silly, professionally speaking, of course. So have a good day and good riddance. Bye.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.